Hey, premium.
Hey, premium. Hey, premium.
It's Final Cobwebs.
Premium, flip that switch and start this show. 216 is on the air, don't you know?
Well, it sounds like with that song, intro song there, is done to the tune of the Peppermint Twist. We'll be playing a version of it later in the show, but not the one by Joey D. It's coming up. It's a Canadian version, I think.
Go ahead, Premium. Twist for us right here in the studio. Come on, start twisting.
I'm doing the twist. The Final Cobwebs twist.
No, that's terrible. I'm going to throw a flag on you. Illegal twisting in the studio. Illegal twisting.
It's the episode number 216, Twist. Yeehaw.
That was an illegal twist, don't you know? Now go in the corner.
92.9, Kick FM, bleep, 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 bop, bop.
Oh, Premium, what am I going to do with you? What are we going to do with you? We're going to spin some platters that matter, and I think you're going to be, I'm going to put a gag order on you. You're going to go in the back of the studio and just put your presence out there. Let everyone know you're here, but not actually talking on this show. You're fired, Premium! Fire you, go in the corner. Listen to the flute. Stop it. You can't talk anymore. I said no talking, Premium. Stop it. No laughing even. Settle down. I give you permission to talk now. That was the Harlem Tango. That's the Orchids on the Columbia Records label. That's the other side of the boys messing up with my mind, messing my mind up. The boys messing my mind up, Premium. That's the other side. We played that on a show just a couple of months ago on Kick FM. Was it a couple months ago or was it 2 months ago?
That was absolutely the worst record I heard, Donovan.
What do you mean? What do you mean? It's a Columbia platter. It's the Harlem Tango.
It's the Harlem Tango, but you know, it really stinks. But you know what? I like the other side.
I kind of liked it.
I did like the other side better. It's nothing like the Harlem Shuffle.
Well, I kind of liked it. You know what? It's not for sale. No, it's not. You can't
just
purchase.
Just because I said bad things about that side, I do want it for the other side, Donovan. Sell it to me, please.
Nope, not going to do it. And speaking of not going to do it, there's a lot of listeners out there. I apologize, but you are in a gag order. You cannot talk this show. Last week, actually 2 weeks ago, we played a guess-em. Premium played a guess-em. I'll let you take over because it was your guess-em.
Well, I thought I wasn't supposed to talk, Donovan.
You can. I'm going to let you take over on this one because this is your thing.
Okay, as long as I'm talking about this thing. Okay, we had the guess-em thing last week. We're going to reveal, without any further ado, I know you've been waiting 2 episodes to hear the results of our question. Well, it was Never Let Her Go by... It was written by David Gates, and we actually had one person email us say, David Gates? And we said, well, no, that's the person that wrote the song.
Nice guess.
Nice try, though.
But no cigar.
It's on the A&M Records label.
Beat the Herb Alpert out of you!
As if they'll understand what you're saying.
Okay. Let me do it. Can I tell them who it is?
Yes, let's tell them who it is. Should we play an excerpt from the song that we played?
No, no, no. Remember Batman, the 1966 TV series? Well, this was one of the top villains out there, the first one to play the Riddler. It was Mr. Frank Gorshin.
That's right, Donovan!
See, I got that out without stumbling over my words.
Thank you very much, Donovan, for helping me do what I should have done, my job.
He was the first Riddler. The second Riddler was John Astin, the guy that played Adam's Family.
I didn't know there was 2 of them.
Yes, the second.
On that early series?
Yes. He played the first one, Frank Gorshin did, and John Astin played the second.
Oh.
I just thought, little useless information from my trivial brain.
Well, that's interesting. There's a picture cover, too. It's kind of green, and it says, Frank Gorshin, the Riddler, and he's wearing his outfit with the big question mark on his outfit. And he's wearing these white gloves, and he's got a little mask on his face with that insane grin.
We'd like to congratulate Joyce Crawford. She was the first one to email with the answer. A big Batman fan, so she knew exactly what the answer was. And she's getting a $50 scaryguyvideo.com, spelled with a K, gift certificate headed her way in downtown Winnipeg. So we hope you enjoy that. Remember, you have 90 days to turn that in, so make sure you use it as soon as possible. Okay, Premium's going to spin the other side.
Okay, and guess what? I just noticed the other side, The Riddler, is actually written by Mel Torme.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
I am not kidding. But
he
writes
so many songs.
It was produced and arranged by Dave Gates, though, so we will spin it now. Thank you for playing.
Riddle me this. What do you call a sleeping bull? Answer, a bulldozer. Riddle me this.
What, tell me, what's the difference between an elephant and a flea?
Gee, we would sure like to know the difference between an elephant and a flea.
Well, an elephant can have fleas, but a flea can't have elephants. Oh.
Hey, little fella, the whole world will be
Riddle me this.
What did the chick say to the other chicks when the hen laid an orange instead of an egg?
What did the chick say to the other chicks when the hen laid an orange got an egg?
The chick said, look at the orange marmalade.
Oh, come on, Riddler.
A puzzle, you a puzzle, I'll quiz you a quiz. I'm gonna keep you guessing like nobody's business. I'm a whiz. And my name is the Riddler.
The Riddler.
Riddle me this.
Which is the easier to spell? Fiddly D or fiddly dum?
Gee, we give up. Which is easier to spell?
Fiddly D, cause it's spelled with more ease.
Hey, Riddler, when's the worst weather for rats and mice?
When it's raining cats and dogs.
Why is your nose not 12 inches long?
Because then it would be your foot.
Hey, Riddler, why do birds fly south in the winter?
Because it's too far to walk.
Gee, Riddler, you know everything.
That's right, kids. And you know why? Because I'm the Riddler.
Premium, that's the Riddler, an all-time favorite right here on Vinyl Cobwebs.
Yeah, that was from 1966 or 7. I believe it's 66, though. And I'm going to try not to stutter and stammer. I think I got it out of my system, Donovan.
You know, if you don't get it out of your system, I'm going to send you away and call our good friend Mel Remy from Teaneck Radio. I'm going to get him in here, and he's going to take over.
Oh, I hope not.
Well, you know, you just got to shape up or ship out.
Okay, Donovan.
Okay, you got anything else? We're going to play a couple songs in a row.
Yeah! Echophonic. And now, we do have a record for you. It's Do the Cha-Cha Cherry. Yes, we do. It's the Five Royals singing it on the King Records label from 1959. Dig the sounds making the rounds.
Again, to the wayward wind. some steam up and team up with Tackle at your druggist today.
Kick FM is back with Vinyl Cobwebs number 216. That was Stingray, by the Routers.
Fine form, Premium. Fine form.
On the Warner Brothers Records label, the Routers were just actually a bunch of studio musicians, that came and went. Yes, they came and went, Donovan, just like my brain tonight.
And before that,
we
Donovan
had...
Donovan played, yeah, The Wayward Wind off the Royal Records label. It's royal color and everything. It's the Royal Rhythms right here in Vinyl Cobwebs. Yes, that's an original platter that matters. Yeah.
I think I'm going to go hide in my closet right now because I just can't talk.
Fine form are you in?
Oh, yeah.
This is Vinyl Cobwebs.
At Festivus for the rest of us.
You got one more we played on our spinning around playlist right now.
Yes, I
do
have another.
Do that cha-cha cherry.
Oh.
Did you mention that, Premium?
Yes, do
you
the
did.
Cha-cha
did
cherry.
Did you mention that?
Before we went into the tune.
Well, mention it again.
I said something like, okay, now let's do the cha-cha cherry by the Five Royals from 1959 on the King Records label.
Oh, very good. I'm glad, because I wasn't in here when you did that.
And then we played The Wayward Wind by the Royal Rhythms on the Something Rather's like a label.
You're tuned to 92.9 Kick FM right here. This is Vinyl Cobwebs 216. Stay tuned. A little bit later in the show, we'll have this week's Vinyl Cobwebs Magic Word. It's a new portion of our program. Every week we'll have the Vinyl Cobwebs Magic Word. Can you say that, Premium?
Magic Word.
Okay, it's coming up a little bit later. But until then, have a listen to this.
Now hear this.
Yep. Grab your jacket, man your gun.
Now see this.
All hands on deck.
All hands on deck. Chief Colerole. Pat Boone.
Here.
Buddy Hackett.
Here.
Dennis O'Keefe.
Here.
Barbara Eden.
Here.
Hold it! Who's responsible for this crew?
Why, 20th Century Fox has handpicked this wild, wacky, and wonderful crew for one of the maddest, swinginest, cinemascope and color naval engagements that ever tickled your starboard. All hands on deck.
She's a new destroyer type. All hands on deck.
It's a motion picture boatload of fun starring Pat Boone, Buddy Hackett, Dennis O'Keefe, and Barbara Eden. See the goofiest movie ever launched. See All Hands on Deck.
My girl, now you are.
baby back to me. Kidnapper, you got me in misery.
A good one. One of my favorite records of all time. It's another top shelf record in my collection. It's on the Louisiane Records label out of Louisiana, Lafayette, Louisiana, to be exact. It's "Kidnapper" by Jewel and the Rubies, one of those that played on that Southern Beach. What do you call that beach music that was in the Carolina coast? Great record, Jewel and the Rubies. I hope you enjoyed it.
It's right, Premium. Nice clean copy too. Where'd you get that?
On eBay many moons ago. No, actually, it was Times Square Records in New York City. That's what I had a mail order thing.
All righty, then. Premium, it's now time for... The Vinyl Cobwebs Magic Word! Are you ready for this, Premium? The magic word will appear shortly, right after the following Elvis Presley song. We're going to play Ito Eats from Blue Hawaii Soundtrack from 1960. And at the end of Ito Eats, you will hear the magic word once and only once... So remember the magic word and email it. Be the first to email it to us at vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com, and you will win a $50 gift certificate supplied by scaryguyvideo.com, spelled with a K. Scaryguyvideo.com, spelled with a K. So here we go. Ito Eats.
Ito eat like teeth are out of style. Ito eat like teeth are out of style. Ito eat like teeth are out of style. Ito eating all the while. Eat, Ito eat all the night and the day. Everybody eat, Ito eat all the night and the day. Ito is an eating boy. He never get enough of fish and poi. He eat everything. He don't care what. He even eat the shell from the coconut. Eat, Ito eat all the night and the day. Eat, Ito eat all the night and the day. Hey, eat a little faster. Ito eat like teeth are out of style. Ito eat like teeth are out of style. Ito eat like teeth are out of style.
When you say that stranger smile, oh.
The Vinyl Cobwebs magic word.
Fiasco, a noun.
Have I sinned?
Oh, here's the young housewife. Excuse me, madam, but what wash day product have you been using? Madam, please, control yourself.
I'm sorry. I just saw the picture All Hands on Deck. Here's my husband. Ask him.
Sir, your wife's all broken up over All Hands on Deck. Is it really that funny?
Funny? I've never laughed so much, not in years. Hey, fella, where are you going?
To see All Hands on Deck.
Marge, what'll I do with his microphone?
She's a new destroyer type. All hands on deck. Every turret round and rife. All hands on deck.
Gangway for the greatest entertainment ever. All Hands on Deck. Starring Pat Boone, Buddy Hackett, Dennis O'Keefe, and Barbara Eden. So wherever the four winds blow, you're bound to be caught in a hurricane of laughter in 20th Century Fox's Laugh Log. All Hands on Deck in CinemaScope and color.
Visit ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K. Nothing but strange, bizarre, esoteric, titillating, shocking, disturbing, and terrifically retro cool films of all kind. You won't find these films in your local video store, not on cable television, not even in Japan. This is the obscure, lost in time, completely twisted stuff your mother warned you about. ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K.
The original Little Black Egg, that was by the Music Explosion, later went top 40 with A Little Bit of Soul in 1967, but in late 66 they recorded the original version of Little Black Egg. And what I'm going to do now, I realized, hey, I brought both versions with me, so I may as well do them both. So let's do a twin spin. A few months later, The Little Black Egg by the Nightcrawlers would come out, and this one was actually number one here in Salt Lake City, Utah. Donovan, did you know that?
Yes.
During about Christmas and into New Year's, 66 into 67. So here's this version. So which one did you like the best? This one here is a little bit less, doesn't have as much bass, I guess, a little bit more skeletal. So let's play it right now, back to back. The Little Black Egg. Here we go, the Nightcrawlers version. many of the teenage garage bands had to play that one because it was really easy to play, especially if you're starting out and you're only 12 or 13 years old.
Pretty much, I like it when you play back-to-backs.
Yep, that was the Nightcrawlers version, and we played the original one by the Music Explosion from 1966. What a good year for garagey tunes.
Okay, let's bring Mel Remy in here. Come on in, Mel Remy. He's going to advertise the latest, greatest, rare, obscure find that's being offered on ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K.
Okay, here we go. Yes, original 1964 do-it-yourself werewolf kit. Everything you need to turn yourself into a savage, snarling werewolf. This is it. The thrill of a death time. Become a werewolf and take the whole family out for a bite. Remember, werewolves are made, not born, and now you can make your own werewolf. You. Yes, you. You can crawl from the noxious slime of foul fantasy as you mouth the spill, and the evil transition takes place that will turn you into creature from the tombs of horror. A werewolf! Don't be a wallflower. Have fun the easy way. Send now for our dandy, handy little do-it-yourself werewolf kit. It's a howl, so rush your order now. Here's what you get. The werewolf curse. Secret step-by-step instructions for changing a human being into a werewolf. Werewolf calendar for 1964. Showing the full moon and new moon for all 12 months. Large size, suitable for hanging. Origin and history of werewolves. A learned treatise on the subject of lycanthropy by Professor by Professor Sanzar Quantastode. Werewolf fangs, ugly and toothsome for those who have trouble growing their own. Plus, you get 6 wallet-sized photos of the world's all-time favorite wolfmen, as portrayed by Boris Karloff, Lon Chaney Jr., Bela Lugosi, and Henry Hull. It's a howl, so rush your order now. Supply limited.
Is exactly, Mel. Only one available, still sealed for your approval at ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K. Say it.
Spelled with a K.
Say the whole thing.
Say the whole thing, spelled with a K. What?
The website.
Oh, the website. Yeah, right here at Hotmail.com.
No. ScaryGuyVideo.com.
Oh, ScaryGuyVideo. ScaryGuyVideo.com, spelled with a K. You can get your do-it-yourself werewolf kit.
It's only $199.99.
Postpaid.
Okay.
Don't be frightened, I bid you welcome. I'm gonna tell you what happened last night. Walking down the street about a quarter to nine, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. The devil in my neck about a word so wide. Dracula, he's a good friend of mine. If I ever catch him, I'd steal him alive. Murder with my baby and kiss him in the zoo. I'm gonna kill him and tell him to the truth. Crack him in the jaw and shoot him through the booth.
Thank you.
your werewolf kit at scaryguyvideo.com. Yes, the 1964 werewolf kit.
Spelled with a K.
Spelled with a K?
In Washington today, there were some nice words expressed in the cloakroom about the advantages of owning the Toyota.
Well, sir, our leader said to me just the other day, he said, Hubert, he always called me Hubert. He said, I think it's about time you had your own private key to the executive Toyota.
We investigated the Toyota and discovered that it has an automatic transmission and gets 30 miles to the gallon, and it's roomy, which is important to a family like ours.
Well, let me say this. It's a grand old American name, which is why I love to drive my, mercy.
Toyota is a name you can't remember. Toyota is a car you can't forget.
Yes, indeed. And now on 92.9 Kick FM, we proudly present the team. Well, it goes like this. It's the Peppermint Twist, as rendered by a Canadian outfit by the name of Frankie Lee and the Fantasies, 1962. And now let's do the Peppermint Twist.
Gangway for the greatest entertainment ever. All Hands on Deck. Starring Pat Boone, Buddy Hackett, Dennis O'Keefe, and Barbara Eden. Fore and aft, it's a laugh-back duffel bag of entertainment in CinemaScope and color. So wherever the four winds blow, north, east, south, west, you're bound to be caught in a hurricane of laughter in 20th Century Fox's laugh log, All Hands on Deck.
I need
thoughts I had, I love, yes I did.
Back on Vinyl Cobwebs, number 216, that's the Seville's 1964 with Baby.
And we decided to play that again since we've been playing Galaxy Records discography stuff. So we played that one again. We like that one a lot. That's a Vinyl Cobwebs classic, Donovan.
I like the green color, remember?
Yeah. St. Patty's Day green.
Did you have a good St. Patrick's Day a couple weeks ago?
I sure did, Donovan. I actually marched in the parade.
You did not.
Yes, in my green body stocking, and we had a lot of fun out there. The weather was a little frigid, but, you know, that's the way it goes on those parades, you know.
I don't want to know anymore.
Okay, well, let's play another tune.
That's enough.
Let's play something by the Viscounts from 1960.
Excuse me.
What?
Excuse me.
This is called So Slow, and it is kind of slow and moody and crazy. Got a sax lead on it. It's the Viscounts on the Madison Records label from the late latter end of 1960 toward 1961 dawnings. I think at that time Kennedy was, you know, but waiting to be inaugurated. Okay, here we go with So Slow. Fantastics. Slow drag there. Okay, anyway, we're gonna play a song that's very commonly played on oldie stations, but I kind of want you to get to listen to it with this new angle on it now. You know the Twist and Shout version by the Beatles, a cover of the Isley Brothers tune? Well, when they were recording the album that had Please Please Me on it, I think it was their first full-length recorded album that they put out in Britain. Well, anyway, during the whole recording session, they had all these songs lined up to play, and whoever was in charge, either it was Oh, who was that guy that produces the Martin guy? You know, that produces all the
George
Beatles records? George Martin.
Yeah.
I think it, well, anyway, they realized that the Twist and Shout song would be the hardest one to do, and they decided they were going to put that at the end because they wanted to save John Lennon's voice, because if they would have used that song first, his voice would have been wrecked for the rest of the songs. So by the end of the session, though, and on top of that, John Lennon had a cold and wasn't feeling well, and he'd been tired, and, you know, to this whole early Beatlemania thing. Well, anyway, they get to this song, and now he has to sing it, but his voice is cracking and kind of going out of kilter and stuff. And for years after this song came out, Donovan, he was embarrassed. He says, "Oh no, I wish they would have let us record that again when my voice was better. I know I could sing it better," but now he realized all these years later, shortly before he died, he says, "You know, I like that version now. It's just who I was then. I was tired and my voice was all haggard, and you can tell right there. But we were just a bunch of blokes having a good time." So here we go. Let's listen to his rough and ready vocals, tired, and he has the cold and snot running out of his nose while he's singing Twist and Shout. Here we go. Listen to John Lennon sing the lead on Twist and Shout by the Beatles.
Would somebody get John a lozenge?
Well, somebody get the cane for Premium Deluxe, because he's talking too long.
Your gun, all hands on deck.
All hands on deck. It's a motion picture boatload of fun, starring Pat Boone as a crooning Louie, Buddy Hackett as a Chickasaw Indian going berserk, Dennis O'Keefe as the skipper who should have stayed on deck, and Barbara Eden as the delicious dream doll stashed away below deck. See the goofiest movie ever launched. See All Hands on Deck.
Hey, ma'am, are you going to make me watch All Hands on Deck again after the show?
Yes, All Hands on Deck, starring Pat Boone as a crooning Louie.
Pat Boone?
As a crooning Louie. And that guy's got a weird accent. He says, Pat Boone.
We'd like to salute all our friends in Holland right here in Vinyl Cobwebs. Premium, a hollish salute to the people in Holland from Vinyl Cobwebs.
Yes, cross the fjords and make it on down to the Vinyl Cobwebs studio, and we'll have a Vinyl Cobwebs singing.
A stein. With Hollish beer.
Anyway,
we'll drink out of your wooden shoe.
We played Twist and Shout by the Beatles. That was actually recorded in February of 1963. about a year before we were exposed to him here anyway. Oh, yes, Donovan.
Oh!
What was that?
I don't know. We're coming slowly to an end. I'd like to thank everyone who enjoyed this episode of Vinyl Cobwebs. Remember the Vinyl Cobwebs magic word! Email it if somebody hasn't already to vinylcobwebs@hotmail.com. And you'll win a ScaryGuyVideo.com gift certificate. $50.
Well, there's a couple things we didn't mention that we played on our playlist. One was Have I Sinned by Luke Christie, that guy that sang with a high falsetto. 1964, that record, Have I Sinned, was actually made the top 10 here in our little corner of the universe. And what else? Peppermint Twist by Frankie Lee and the Fantasies. It's on a... It was a Canadian group of some kind covering the Joey D and the Starlighters thing, and we'll play some more things off this EP, which also has Lenny Richards and the Nomads. Well, we'll play the Team Twist next time, okay?
Okay, we're going to leave you now on 92.9 Kick FM. We're going to leave you with Johnny Be Good by Johnny Candles right here. See y'all next week.
Ah!
Ah!
Right from the start.